Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the fifth parak of Maseches Peah. We're going to be learning today Parak Hey Mishnah Gimel and Parak Hey Mishnah Dal. It says the Mishnah, Ein Megalgalin Betofeach. You're not allowed to use a water wheel, which in those days would basically was a contraption that they would have to bring water from a well to drown their field with water. Why are they drowning their field with water? Because in order to prepare for the next harvest, for the next season of planting, it was important to make sure that the field was nice and moist, that it was nice and wet, and that's how they would prepare for the next season. What's the problem with this? So Divrei Rav Meir says, Rav Meir, you can't do it, because what are you doing? There's leket that's still on the field. There's leket that has not been collected yet. And by you drowning your field, you're stealing from the poor people. You're destroying the leket that you owe to them. So says Rav Meir, you are not allowed to drown your field with water. You can't wet your field in this way, because you're destroying the grain, you're destroying the stalks that belong to the poor people. The Chachamim matir, but the Chachamim permitted. The Chacham say it's not a problem. Why? Mipnei she'efshar. Because it's possible. Efshar means possible. Because it's still possible to assess and look and see, this is how much leket was damaged by the water. Okay, so this is how much I owe the charity. This is how much I owe the poor people. So the machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, are you allowed to wet your land in this way or not? We paskin like the Chachamim. Continues the parak with parak hey, Mishnah Dal. It says the Mishnah, Bal habayis shahaya over mimakum lamakum. You have an owner, a successful, wealthy businessman, a farmer, and he's going from place to place. He's traveling. Vitzarech litol leket. And in order to survive, he needs to take leket, shecha, and peah, and maiser ani. He needs to take these different things, these different matnos anim, these gifts to the poor, because he's traveling. He has a lot of money at his house, but it's not like nowadays when you can have a credit card and there are ways to pay for things. In those days, he didn't have money on him. So what's he supposed to do? How is he supposed to live? How is he supposed to survive? So says the Mishnah, Yitol. He absolutely is allowed to take leket, shecha, and peah, and maaser ani. He could take these things that generally belong to the poor people, even though he has money at home. But here, at this particular stage, at this particular place, he's considered poor. Ukeshe yachzor lebezo yishalem divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that when he gets back to his home, he will then have money, and then he must take the money that he has there and donate money and pay back all that he took, whatever leket, shecha, peah, maaser, or ani, which is also a type of one of the matanos aniyim, a different type of gift that's given to the poor. He must assess how much did he take, and he must pay that back to the tzedakah fund, to the charity campaign of that particular town, and give back money to the poor people, because he didn't really need the money now, he just needed the money then. V'chachamim om, and the chachamim say, no, ani haya ba'osa shah. The chacham, again, who paskin like, say, no, that because at that time, in that place where he was, he needed that food, he needed that grain, he was considered poor then, therefore he would not, according to the chachamim, need to pay back that which he took. Machlokas in our Mishnah, does he have to pay back that which he took, or not if he had money at his home? Quick review, Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel was quoted for us in Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chacham regarding, can you drown your water, can you wet your land in order to prepare for the next season? You're destroying leket. Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. And then Perek Hey Mishnah Dalid discussed the situation where a Baal HaBayis, where the owner of a field, where the owner, a successful man, is traveling. He doesn't have any food, any money with him, and therefore he needs to take the various matanos anim, he needs to take money from these charitable campaigns, and it was a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, must he later pay back those tzedakos or not? Have a great day.